Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're gonna be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
Cut the music. Cut the music. And we're back. And let me tell you, listener land, you are very glad that we are recording this pod on Wednesday evening, December 18th. Because if we would have gotten together on Monday night after this Sunday afternoon football game, it would have been one of the saddest episodes that I think any person in this world could have listened to.
I think they understand.
Adrian basically said, I can't even do it. Clay said, I think that's a good idea.
I could have done it.
And I was like, you know what? If I get on there, I'm just going to solo talk about how injuries is going to ruin our potential Super Bowl.
I was going to just talk about bourbon the whole time because that's all I wanted to drink.
That's true. But listen, we're going to change it up. We're recording on a Wednesday. So all vibes are up, right? Vibes are up.
Vibes are back.
Let's go. This is Caleb, your humble host. I wish we could bring that music back. I wanted to make that short, you know.
I can bring it back.
All right. This is Caleb with the All Grit Podcast, your humble host. We got Adrian, the, well, it says he's the All Grit Podcast, but he is none other than the offensive coordinator. He is our one and only man on the drop board. And Clay, the stat guy, joining us from Grand Walk.
Pinky's out.
All right, boys. Let's drop this quick little sponsor and we'll get right into it. What do you say, Adrian?
Let's hear it.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
And to add to that, All Grit Podcast Nation, we need your help. Recently, Adrian sent out a little EPB on one of the podcasts, and we've had one person out of the 700 followers of this here podcast drop a $15 bone in our bag. So we're down to $201. Thank you, John McCune. Hit him up, boys.
Woo! Let's go, John.
Let's go, bro. Thank you, man.
Thank you, John. Yep. Appreciate your help, bro. So we're down to 201. It's on the board, $201. So if you're listening to this right now, and if you have PayPal, go to the All Grit Pod on PayPal. That's All Grit Pod, two T's. Drop us a couple bucks, a couple greenbacks.
Your $1 can save a fellow podcaster
a couple Washingtons and hook us up. All right. that all the business is out of the way now. Let's get into the game. Sunday, 4:25, Ford Field. Lions go 12-2, their second loss of the season in Ford Field. Their only defeated games came from Ford Field because they won every single game on the road. So does that mean if we make the playoffs, do we want to go on the road? Or do we like the warm confines of Ford Field? What say you, Clay? What say you?
Ford Field, we got to play in Ford Field, man. I know the past has been really bad at Ford Field, our record. I think in the past we've had better road records than Ford Field, but being in Ford Field this season, you gotta have your home game. You gotta get the division. Gotta at least get one game in there. And I think both games were close. Both games, I think we lost both games by 4 points, right? Or no? Well, less than 10.
We lost. Yeah, there you go. We lost by 6.
But no, you gotta get a home field game, man. Got to.
Adrian, you agree?
Yeah, you want every single kind of advantage. Just the two losses that we had. You think about Tampa Bay. That was just the second game of the season. That's pretty much the preseason for our starters. They were warming up. And then, you know, this weekend, there's a lot of reasons why we lost that game. But, you know, come playoff time, you definitely want to be in Detroit. You want the loud stadium. You want the home crowd behind you. It's, you know, no, without a doubt.
I like it. So let's get into it. You mentioned injuries. Not going to go into it too much. We are recording on a Wednesday. Everybody knows the injuries, right? They're there. We lost another four players on Sunday, or was it just three? I can't even remember.
Yeah, it was four.
Okay. So just for those of you listening that don't listen to podcasts every single day, some crazy stats have been going out this week. Let's just take the Philadelphia Eagles, for example. They're going to be our contending NFC divisional team. Do you know how many injured reserve players the whole team of Philadelphia Eagles has, Clay? Adrian?
How many,
man? I'm going to say seven.
You want to say seven? Okay.
Two. No, six. I'm going to go.
Okay. Well, right. if you're going to say, Price is right. If you're going to say seven, you should subtract three, and then you'll have the answer of how many injured reserve players they have had all year. Four.
That's insane.
Now, you could take the Packers. Nice. Listen to this one. You could take the Packers. You can take, what was the other team? I think it was L.A. And Minnesota.
All these playoff contenders.
You add those three together. Guess how many injured reserve players they've had?
Probably a little less than the Lions.
19.
12. Those all podcast listeners, the Detroit Lions have 22 injured reserve players since the start of the year. Do you know how many players play on offense and defense, Clay and Adrian? Can you give me a total of, you know, any given Sunday? 22. So we have literally lost every starter on both sides of the ball since opening day in the term of numbers. Now, you tell me that the what's that curse that we were just talking about the other day, Bobby Lane, is not still alive and well. And in the face of that, I think it's time on a Wednesday evening.
It's crazy, man. We've been talking about it. I think some people, some fans on social media asked us, like, you know, what's the numbers? Like, I couldn't find any numbers to even compare this to. I don't know if another team has even gotten remotely close where during a season they had so many players injured, man. And I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it's like too much conditioning, too much, you know, practice. Is it too difficult on the body for the guys throughout the year? Is it the style of play? Is it the turf they just put in? Is it just because we're the Lions? I really don't know, man. But
heard a lot about that today too. And also you could throw in freak accident, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. I mean, that happens to every team. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time and unforeseen occurrence befalls everyone on the Detroit Lions squad.
And the way McNeil fell too is just like,
oh, non-contact, right?
Yeah, just like,
I know,
non-contact, and the way he was walking, like, took him an hour to get off the field, and I'm like,
and even if you go back to our very first or second injury of the year with Hutchinson,
yeah,
the way his body whipped, you know what I mean? His leg, like, he almost did the illegal tackle that the NFL is trying to cut off, like that hip drop tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So he had him up top and he just threw all of his weight with his legs around, and that leg caught McNeil's calf and just broke it right in half. So
it's a violent game.
It is. And then what they said, Dorsey is just almost like a Hutchins, right?
Poor guy. Yeah.
I think Dorsey's. Dorsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's even caring about that dude. Sad to say.
I mean, I don't know if you guys read, side note, Khalil Dorsey's life story. It was published earlier this year by Eric Woodyard from ESPN. That dude's been through it, man. It's crazy. He almost died at one point. He had sepsis in his blood after that Chiefs game. Remember the opening game, Chiefs game last year? He played in that game a lot, and he got sepsis after that game because he played so hard, and he was hospitalized. That's why he went on IR last season. So he comes back from that, you know, a whole season later, only to see himself, you know, have another season-ending injury. It's kind of sick.
Right.
But anyhow, poor guy.
They showed it want the replay, and I'm like, I still didn't see it in that wrong. And then I saw it. I'm like,
yep. I didn't see it.
Yeah. Like, I definitely rewound it too many times. Yep, didn't even see that.
Yeah.
So listen. Not before we leave off of injuries, who's potentially coming back here before the end of the season? We know we have
Anzalone.
Chicago. We have Chicago. We have
the games.
San Francisco, and then we have Minnesota. Correct.
Our
three final games. So who do you think could be coming back, and when? Sorry to throw that at you. That's a lot to think about. But Adrian, you
I think Anzalone for sure. I think Anzalone will be back.
By Minnesota, you think?
Yeah, I think he'll be out there. I'm not sure how many plays he'll be out there for Minnesota, but I think Dan Campbell will give him some plays out there to get him some action before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Depending on what the season looks like, but I think.
What do you guys think of?
I think Melifano will be back too.
That's what I was just going to say. What do you think about him?
He's on the cusp. He could be back even as soon as this weekend. We just really don't know his status.
Yeah, they said they opened up his 21 practice window today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've heard says he could possibly play Sunday, so we'll see.
Yeah, with Carlton Davis out, they could really do some shuffling back there. I mean, they could put Branch as an outside corner and then put Iffy at safety. They could put Ameek outside.
Is Barnes due back?
A lot of other things.
Barnes is due back?
He's done.
I haven't heard anything about Barnes being back this year.
He's got a season-ending one where he had surgery. But, I mean, thinking about all these injuries, we have only lost Carlton Davis, and he can come back in the playoffs. You know, he's got a jaw injury, I believe. So the rest of the guys, are the two best safeties in the league, are still back there.
Yeah, but that wiring his jaw shut for potentially 3-4 weeks – you can't tell me that he's going to lose muscle mass. Yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can drink, so much Ensure you know, carbs and protein that you need. I mean, they're just going to hook him up to a stinking IV and just give him all of his food.
That's crazy, man.
So you think about that, you know, not eating for almost a month. He's going to lose definition. I mean, hopefully he should be able to still work out, right?
But
I didn't even see. What happened? Did he get punched underneath the helmet?
I have no idea. I didn't see it.
Man.
But anyways, you can think about that. let's quickly get into some of this old bold takes that we had last week, because this is hilarious. All right. So, Adrian, do you remember what you said last week?
I said we're winning by 9+.
All right. You got that drop ready?
Bro, as soon as they scored this the second touchdown, I was like, I was close. This is going to be like, if there's any way, this is going to be a close game. And it was not that close.
So close.
Right, what's so funny is like, we were so hyped Friday and Saturday our group chat. We're like, oh man, yeah, we're pumped. Yeah, we're going to run the ball and we're going to do this. And like, you know, we're ready for the Bills. We're going to have 13 wins. And man, it really was a punch in the face.
Exactly. All right, Clay, your bold take was, do you remember?
Yeah, Bills would go for more fourth downs on the Detroit Lions. They started fourth downs before us, so that was...
Yep, they did. Did we ever get the number? I mean, I think Lions went for it. Can you pull that up, Adrian? They went for it at least twice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and does Bill, the onside kick count?
No.
Going for it.
That's after for real. That would double us up to four. Yeah. All right. Ivan, aka Mosley. Although we need to change the name because Mosley's gonna be coming back. He needs to go back to like he can be CD3 now. Davis, because he's injured.
I like it.
All right. Ivan said JMO a couple tutties, both of them. Wait. No, JMO. Jameer. I put JM. So Ivan's got Jameer, two touchdowns, both of them being 40 yards plus. And Caleb said JMO, two tutties.
Yeah, one, right?
I got one. Yeah. We are circling it. We're circling the bold takes. Can never win it. All right. Let's run it back then, boys. This week we are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, 1:00. Adrian, the offensive coordinator, will be there. He's going to be getting interviews with Danny Rogers and with TJ Lang.
With the reporters.
He's got dinner plans with Jen Hammond.
I got a press pass. Yeah.
All right.
I got a press pass.
Down on the sideline. So
thanks for sending me, guys. I appreciate the hotel stay and, you know, all expense paid.
Well, you know, all this money that we're making from the people that are sending in money. Loser. You know, that $15 can go towards your hotel. Anyways,
I'll buy you a drink, maybe.
Mate, no, you're talking Chicago, bro. Chicago.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
All right, Adrian. Bold, yeah. Bold take for this Sunday, 1:00, Chi-Town.
All right. Sorry, I always have long answers.
That's fine.
I think this last game was one of
the
worst.
Got an unlimited pod.
All right. This last game against the Bills, the offensive line had one of the worst performances when it comes to the running game this whole season. If we were going to do who fumbled the ball, I think for me it was the offensive line. This past week, they got bullied by the Bills defensive line. Whoa. So, you know, Dan Campbell this week, he's going to, you know, fire up their butts. He's going to coach them. And I think this week, obviously, we have to run the ball with Chicago being an outside stadium, Soldier Field. So my hot take is we're going to have one of the top rushing yard games this season. I can give you a number. I just have to look back at this earlier this season, what were our top games, but it'll be top three best rushing game for
really?
The
without Demo? Are you kidding
without
me?
Demo, exactly. That's what the hot take is. No Demo, but Jameer. I mean, remember last season, David Montgomery was out, I believe, two games, and Jameer had his coming out party against the Las Vegas Raiders. That was when Demo was out. So Jameer's going to run the ball, and he's going to have the help from Craig Reynolds and Sione Vaki. So those three.
All right. So I have on the board Adrian's bold take, no Demo, no problemo.
Exactly. I like it. Yeah.
All right, Clay, what say you?
Well, kind of going with Adrian, I'm going to call a Vaki touchdown.
Whoa, I like that.
I think Dan Campbell's going to give him the ball inside the five for sure. And you got to test out your feats of strength. And I think he's going to test them out and give him a tutty.
So he fills in for Knuckles.
Yep.
I like it.
He said, guys, they're going to get the opportunity of a lifetime. And I think that's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we're going to have Dan Campbell tonight on the pod. He's going to call in real quick.
Yeah. Yep.
See when he's ready.
Yeah, we're supposed to be waiting his text message. And then as soon as I get that, I will let you know, Adrian, you can let him in.
All right, sounds good.
All right. All right, boys, my last bold take. I'm gonna throw Caleb under the bus here. Yeah?
Throw him.
Should I?
Throw him.
Not this Caleb, bro.
Caleb
Williams. He's throwing two picks this week, boys.
Ooh.
Two. Because you know why? Jay Kerb and Brian Branch, BB, they met up. They met up the other day at a famous restaurant in downtown Detroit. You might know. It's called Mom's Spaghetti. But anyway, they met there, and they said, you're getting a pick this week, and I'm getting a pick this week, and we're going to win in Chicago. And they shook on it.
Oh, I love it.
They called me. They told me. And I said, boys, that's my bold take. Let's go. So, that's it.
That's a good take. That's a good take. I would love it if that happened.
Me too.
I don't like Caleb Williams, man. I don't like the way he looks at people. I don't like the way he walks. I don't like the way he dresses.
The way he sits on the bench, he's just always like, Where are you at, man?
I don't like anything about him.
Nails. I don't like. Yeah, he is a.
All right.
He has some nice plays. I'll admit that. I just don't like him, man. I don't like him.
He's got some feminine tendencies that I can't get down with.
If you know, I don't know what it is, but he's on the bear side, so.
Yep, bear down, bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down the toilet.
On Monday night at all, too. So I was like, come on, man.
So, Adrian, you're going to the game. Tell us, what are you expecting? What time are you getting there?
Yeah, so we're going to take off early morning on Sunday. We're going to do just a day trip. And we're going to get a nice little breakfast, some coffee. We're going to walk to the stadium. I've never been to Soldier Field, so I don't know how it works. I don't know how tailgating happens there because there's no parking lots really near Soldier Field.
Yeah, so they got one.
So
yeah, you know, I was there last year and I passed a big old parking lot. But
oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird setup because you're right in the city and it's so busy there. So we'll go hang out outside, check it out, maybe try to get in a little early, see if we can see the players practice. We're gonna have our gear on. It's supposed to be really cold. So I might have to take some ski goggles for the win. We'll see. We'll take some pictures, some videos, and see if we can interview some people, get people to listen to the pod.
Bro, you've been challenged. You've been challenged. You've had Clay go down to Detroit. He got a picture with who'd you get a picture with, bro?
Richard Sherman. Took my phone and took a selfie with me, man.
Besides that, though, from the Michigan land, Dan Miller. You got with Dan Miller?
Oh, Dan Miller, yep.
Got a picture with him. When I was down in Indy, you know who I saw? I saw Rod Wood, the president. Got to interview him for a 10-second walk. Got to meet Jen Hammond and Dan Miller and everybody.
You got Miller too, right?
Yeah. Talked to Dan Miller and all them. But listen, Adrian's going to Chi-Town Sunday.
Wow.
Now, Clay and Caleb. All great challenge towards Adrian. This is our second all great challenge. We're still waiting on the first one to come through. Bro, you got to get an interview. You got to get somebody on the all great. Not on it today, but you got to send some love.
Yeah, see if I can find someone. I love it that each of us has been able to go to a game this year to see it for ourselves and report on what we've seen. So I'll make sure to get a good report back and see what connections we can formulate down there.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you should really take Jen up on her offer. See if she's. Oh no, you're not going Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the side tonight, but Sunday morning, I don't know, maybe we'll bump into her on the field or something, you know, because I'll be with my press pass at the end zone.
That's true. Right. Yeah, so if you go down to the first row, right. From what I remember being there, we got in early too, and right at the you'll see when you get down there, there's one end where all the Lions players come out, and then the far other end is the Bears. Okay. But yeah, we saw everybody. You get down there early, man. Get signatures and talk to everybody, and get them for a quick interview on the All Grit Pod. That'd be great. Hey, take a microphone, because if you have a mic, like a legit microphone, because then if you have a microphone, people think that you're legit. You'll get all kinds of interviews.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, we are legit, but and then get one of those little. Oh, where's mine at? Those little muffs over the microphone. And get some stitching on there that says All Grit Podcast. Get that off Temu, bro.
Oh, dude, you're right.
That would be sick.
That would be sick.
Just have it delivered live on the field.
Just go like live on Instagram and start interviewing random people.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
I have never been to a Lions road game, so that's sweet. I need that off my bucket list, so.
Oh, all right. So Chas asked me, she's like, I don't know what to expect when we're going to Indy and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because I went to Chicago last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is, to me, it's a funner atmosphere only because funner. It's a more fun atmosphere. You don't get the loud every, but you're the underdog. Well, not anymore. I mean, there might be 50% Lions fans there, bro.
Yeah.
But when you're there, whenever you see a Lion fan, it is camaraderie, like you guys were in the trenches together. See, when you're in Detroit, like 99.8% is everybody. Like, so you just, hey, what's up? Yeah, that's it. You're away, bro. You hear one pride, go Lions, one pride. I mean, you'll hear everything. Jared Goff, you'll hear it all. It's, you really stick together.
Yeah, definitely going to start the Jared Goff chant for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. All right, so let's go back to last week real quick. You mentioned who fumbled and who gets the game ball. Who was your fumble, Adrian? You kind of mentioned
it. Fumble was the offensive line.
O-line.
In the running game. Yeah. I think we had 40 yards of rushing that game. And I understand, you know, we were playing from behind. Yeah. But if you actually look at the attempts, it was like 2 or 3 yards per attempt. It was terrible.
All right, Clay, what say you?
As far as fumble is, I just think as a coaching staff, the players weren't ready when they came out. Like, I just don't think it wasn't there. And you could tell when you have a drive last 28 seconds, like we just seemed flat for the first quarter. Before you knew, you got punched in the mouth, it's 14-0. So I think the coaching staff across the board, players weren't ready. And that's what I like about Campbell. He came out and said they weren't. He said, I failed. I could have done a better job getting them ready. They weren't ready. So that's my fumble and a game ball. Jared Goff, Hold on.
Let me get my fumble in real quick. You're good. Because you were making too much sense right there, so I had to stop you. my fumble might be a little weird, bro. I've never thrown this guy in a fumble in my life, and even when I say it, it's gonna hurt to say it. But literally, the Lion who fumbled, Amon-Ra St. Brown. It was a scoop. I mean, I listened to his podcast today a little bit too, and he said a guy was holding his hand down so he couldn't truly about to pull his arm down.
Yeah.
So he couldn't really get it into his chest. He just had that kind of finger grip on it. But yeah, he said he took it, you know, he didn't realize it was a fumble. He thought it was incomplete right away.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until he got to the sidelines where he realized it was a fumble. So,
yeah.
All right. So, and then I'll like, just to take him off the full leash or penalty box, I will add Bates in there just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, he left 3 points on the board.
It was bad.
Just shanked it. So between those two guys, I mean, that's a 10-point. Add that to the stinking lead and.
Yeah.
We won by 4.
So this field goal is a turnover. The fumble is a turnover. That's
too many. Yeah,
that's too many.
And one more thing about St. Brown is I think he catches that ball if he doesn't get lit up the play before that. that drive that Bates missed the field goal, and it was just out of reach. I know Goff was put in a spot where I don't think he wanted to put in a spot where he wanted to get intercepted. But the play before that, Brown got lit up, man. Mm-hmm. And I think he was still kind of shaky a little bit, but you got to catch
that. That's exactly what I told Plax. I'm like, something was off on his route because he got the wind knocked out of him, dude.
Yeah.
So he said that. And so I heard he had like a stomach flu going on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's get into that a little bit. So did you guys notice, because I actually put this on a little Instagram today, but it came out on his podcast that, yeah, he thought he had food poisoning from the night before. He puked several times the night of, Saturday night. And still, he said he had 3 bananas in the morning, and that's all he could eat because he felt so nauseous, like he was going to puke. Wow. So wasn't hungry. So say his all that
flu game was 193 yards,
bro. He had a Jordan flu game.
Yep.
So
193.
So I say all that to say this: by his demeanor on Sunday, and by his lack of, you know, first down or lack of anything. I said to Chas, I said, something is wrong with St. Brown. He's not himself. Yep. When he ran that 66-yard touchdown,
he didn't celebrate.
Didn't do nothing. I said, it's not because that they're down. Something's wrong with him. Like it kind of made me mad because I'm like, why isn't he even running faster? Why isn't he on that long 66? Because it looks like he's jogging. I'm like, run! And so I say all that to say this. I called it, bro, on Sunday night. I'm like, something's not wrong with that dude. All of a sudden, he gets on his podcast today and says, I had the stinking, basically a stomach bug. Or, you know, he was puking for that. And I'm just like, isn't that amazing? I can see that dude not running on a TV, and I can realize something's not right with him.
Bro, that's the quality of the All Grit podcast, bro. We notice tiny nuances every single week. That's why you want to listen to us. We notice what you can't see.
I agree, because he hit the 20, and I'm like, is he going to score? Like, why? I don't.
Right. Why does it seem like he's jogging? Yeah.
Right.
All right. Did we miss anything, or do we got to go back to game ball, right?
Game ball.
All right. Game ball. Adrian, who you got?
I'm going to give it to Jared Goff. It's like he had no turnovers. He was smart with the ball when he needed to just throw it on the ground, because he was getting pressure from the Bills, unfortunately, on Sunday. And he had to play from behind. So he had 59 attempts, and he went for nearly 500 yards and 5 touchdowns, which is crazy. So if you would have told me on Friday, hey, Jared Goff's going to throw 5 touchdowns for 500 yards, I'm like, oh my God, we smoked them.
Yep.
So I hand it to him for still keeping his head in the game and trying to make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I would have took that bet, man. What do you say, Clay? Who gets your game ball from Sunday?
Goff as well. I give it to Goff. It was it reminded me of, it was like a Matt Stafford game. Like, you have no running game, you have wide receivers, and that's what you're gonna do. You have to pass the ball the rest of the game, all game long, and he did it, and was outstanding.
So you're calling him Pat Stafford?
Nah, man. Bro. Like, everybody knew he was throwing the ball. Knew it. The Bills defense knew he was throwing the ball. And he was still throwing out dimes. So
Yeah,
he was. All right, boys. Well, you missed who really won the game ball. That it was that man that was puking in the trash can last weekend. My boy. Skipper. NFL touchdown, and only the 3rd Detroit Lion in franchise history on the offensive line to catch a touchdown.
I love
that. And congrats. So he's now a new dad, so congrats to him too as well.
Yep. Congrats. Yep. Little baby girl. Yep. That's awesome. Anyway, we got some good game balls handed out. All right, so listen, I just got a text from Dan Campbell. He said he's calling in now. So if Adrian, if you could pick that up.
Oh, all right. Hey, Dan. I know you got just a couple minutes, but we've been talking today about the injuries. You know, we were kind of down this week, and we've got a tough schedule coming up ahead. What can you tell Lions fans that are listening to the All Grit podcast right now about what we can expect from the team the rest of the season?
Anytime you lose players, man, it's hard. You know, I told those guys, this can't be in vain. These injuries that these guys, which all of our guys lay it on the line, but we can't let these injuries be in vain, man. All of those players helped us get to the point we're at. They helped us get, these last four helped us get to 12 wins, and we owe it to them to finish this thing out. And that's how I view it. And so it means there's another opportunity for other guys. You know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. You know, what happens is, you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us, and well, yeah. Everything's good. Life's good, you know, and but you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your molded bread, you know, and it was just fine, and it gave you everything you needed, and sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are, and we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys, and you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are going to about to have an unbelievable opportunity here, and we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special team. Right. I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. Okay. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one, you're going to see smiles on my face, I promise you. Yeah. If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right, I promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it.
Oh, man, let's go.
Did he just hang up on you, Adrian?
Dan? He just we lost him. He was so fired up. You got me fired up.
We couldn't get a word in edgewise. My God.
I don't care, man. He got me fired up. Thanks for calling in, Dan. That was amazing. That's exactly what we needed to hear. We needed to Dan.
OG. I got a call on line two. It's just coming in. Hold on.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a group of people that just heard Dan Campbell's call in. Wow.
Man, Ooh. That's what I needed. I needed the juice because earlier this week, I know every Lions fan was mad. We got breaking news.
We got breaking news. Dan Campbell wins Coach of the Year after that speech right there. Let's go. Wow. What a coach got. All right, Clay, go ahead and tell our listeners what you texted me last night after you listened to that.
I want to run through a brick wall, man. Like, the saddest I've been as a Lions fan, and it was just Monday was just bad. And it wasn't because we lost. It's just the injuries. As the day went, more reports, more sad news. Then Montgomery's news comes out. And I'm trying to stay positive. And our group chat that we have going on for the pod, and
bro, don't stay positive. Just tell us your feelings, because I know I always call you guys slappies because they can do no wrong. But like, if you're mad, like, not to cut you off, Clay, but we never even got into this the onside kick, right? Yeah. Because it's been talked about. Like, we don't even want to talk about it anymore. But you know, honestly, everyone's texting me on different group chats, and they're like, stupid idiot coach, what is he doing? And I'm sitting there as a diehard. I'm a diehard. And I'm saying, I don't want to call them casuals, right? But I'm like, you don't understand it's not a dumb decision what he did. Everyone listening to this, you know, it is not a dumb decision when your coach does it. Even at 12 minutes, let me tell you why. Coach Campbell knew his defense was injured. He had Ezekiel Turner out there. He had seven other guys we don't know. We have 22 guys on injured reserve. He is so smart to know his team, and he knows his defense is drop. Give me a drop button.
Right.
It's bad. So he says, I'm two scores down. Or no, I'm two scores down. We're 10 down when they did it. And they needed to do it because he needed to steal a possession.
Yeah, they needed some juice, dude. They needed some. When I saw it, like, thank you. Like, we're not just laying down to Josh Allen because we had no answer for this guy.
He would have did a lot sooner if the league let him, too. Like, that thing was happening in the third quarter, bro. Yeah,
exactly.
You put the play in at 12 minutes, man. That's happening in the third quarter if you can.
Our listeners, a new rule that was just added, 2 years ago or something, was you have to.
Yeah.
Or was it this year? Mm-hmm. You have to allow the defense to know when you're kicking an onside kick. What
in
a
the fourth quarter only.
I hate that new rule. It should be able to be a surprise.
Absolutely. You got to stand on the toes.
But I do love on that second onside, there was kind of a surprise that, like, he faked it.
Yeah.
And he hit the other guy. I loved it.
Oh, man. An eyelash, man.
Eyelash.
And I think, like, listening to what he said earlier in the week, I'm surprised he didn't do it again. Like, I'm surprised there wasn't a third because
they asked him that question.
He should have.
I think it was on that phone interview. He was like, so why did you go the first one and then the second at 8 minutes in the fourth quarter, you didn't go for it? Yeah. He said, you know what? Looking back, I should have gone for it just the rest of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Because you're not stopping them. So,
yeah. Right.
But let's talk management. You know your team. It's so many. You just got to, man.
Exactly. And it's the casuals that are on all these Twitter sphere, and they're making Dan Campbell look like an idiot for doing it at 12 minutes.
And it's the same
casuals. They just don't know.
Yeah, they're casuals.
Same people who are saying it are the same people who play Madden and onside kick in the first quarter. So
exactly, bro.
Be mad all you want.
And I feel bad. I feel bad because, like, even my family's texting me, and, you know, and I'm not going to say that they're casuals, but it's like, but there's so many nuances of knowing who you got, you know, knowing what cards you're dealt. And then, hey, you know what? I got a bluff. You know why? Because I don't got jacks and queens and kings. I'm sitting here with sevens and fives.
So great analogy.
Let's go.
Yep. Yeah. You got a bluff at some point.
All right, boys.
And he hasn't done it all year. So he did it when he needed to. And
exactly.
Like, he's not being dumb with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's like, let me test your special teams versus my special teams, because I've been testing my defense and your offense and I'm not winning. So let me try, you know, these two units.
And who knows? How is he supposed to know they're going to take it to the 5 yard line? Like,
I've never seen that. Yeah. That play, the way it resulted.
That was another thing I just heard. It was like the percentage of recovering an onside kick is 7%. So that's why they're saying, Dan Campbell, you're stupid. You're literally putting 7%. And then another guy goes, well, Josh Allen was scoring at 100%.
Exactly.
And so you're trying to have time. So you're going to let Josh Allen have a 10-minute drive for a touchdown, or are you just going to let
That's what they were going to do.
Exactly, bro.
Run the ball. Yep, run the clock.
And they did that on the next kick that they did it the right way. Yeah. So it's like, bro, Dan. Anyway, I'm changing my game ball to Dan. I know you guys called him for a bad, but like, I think he's a lot smarter than what people give him credit for, guys.
Yeah.
He knows what he's got, and he's going to deal it.
I love it, man. Like, if you're a Michigander, you're from the Midwest, and you play euchre against me, dude, I'm going for it. Even when I've got two terrible cards, the odds are with me if I'm going for it. He's telling Eden
to sit in a truck.
I'm going alone.
All right, one last word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
All right. All right, boys. Yo, if you're listening to this podcast, tell a friend. We want more listeners. We want to expand our audience. Is there someone you can refer? Hey, let them know. Hey, the All Grit Podcast, Caleb, Adrian, Clay, Plax. Pretty cool. It is talk cool. Lions talk.
We're having fun this day. So, Adrian, one last word, man. You're going to be in Chicago.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Forget. Don't forget about. We want to see pictures of the All Grit sweater, the All Grit hat.
We'll have it on, man. We'll have our gear on. We'll be representing.
And if it's not on, get it signed by our boys.
Ooh, that'd be
Let's
sick.
Go.
I know. Get a sign on the hat. That'd be sick.
That would be. All right, boys. Well, for your humble host, the stat guy, and our offensive coordinator, this is the All Grit Podcast.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.